The second book of Peter, and just 11 verses from Peter's letter. Second book of Peter, verse 1. If you have your Bibles, that is. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Saviour Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, making his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and self-control perseverance, and perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is short-sighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Just bow in prayer, shall we? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord and our Redeemer. So bless us now as we look into your word for a few moments, Lord, and we pray you'll meet that need in our hearts, each one of us, and that we may go away refreshed in your name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to speak for a few moments about that passage, and I've chosen a text, and this came very forcibly to me recently, and the text is verse 3. The text, his divine power has given us everything we need for life. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. I'm putting my watch there because I might overrun time very easily. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. I had already believed that God wanted me to speak from this verse this morning. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Recently, I ordered a chainsaw over the internet. Somebody I didn't know and never dealt with before, and I ordered this chainsaw. And lo and behold, it arrived. Bearing in mind that I'd already chosen this text that I believe God wanted me to speak of this morning. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. Now this chainsaw arrived, and I opened the box. This chainsaw, I opened the box, if you can just... It's on there.
It won't stay.
Well, it's got some sticky in it.
Oh, right, okay.
Val does that. This chainsaw arrived, and I opened the box, and this is what it said. Power beyond belief.
Oops.
Power beyond belief. Power beyond belief. Now that got me thinking, power beyond belief.
Yeah.
What on earth does this chainsaw firm mean by power beyond belief? It's only a chainsaw, for goodness sake. And you have to charge it up regularly because it's electric, battery powered. Power beyond belief. If a chainsaw firm can advertise that it can do power beyond belief, just a simple chainsaw, what do we believe that God can provide? That was the question that came in my mind. Power beyond belief. And it made me think about, well, what about this text? God's divine power has given us everything we need for life. Do we really believe that? One of the people that I spoke to a year or so back said, you know the trouble with the church? They don't believe. I'm thinking, goodness me, what does he mean by that? Do we believe? Don't worry about it. Do we believe this power of this chainsaw, which is just a simple thing that is charged up, do we believe that power beyond belief? I think it's an exaggeration, isn't it? It hasn't got power beyond belief. It's got a simple 56 volt battery on it. And it's limited. It is not power beyond belief. But we have a God who has power that we can believe in. You may feel it's beyond belief sometimes, but we can believe in this God of ours. And I take three things here this morning. And I'm speaking to Steve as a new elder and Margaret as a new member. And everybody, of course. God's divine power, first of all, is demonstrated in creation of the universe. The universe has been created by God. Now that is power. No mind about a chainsaw, that is real power to create a world. We read in Psalms, the heavens declare the glory of God. We read in Psalm 147, he determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. We read in Romans chapter 1, 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. His divine nature and power. God's power in creation. He demonstrated this power in creation brought into being the vegetation. We read in Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, trees on the land that bear fruit. Have you ever thought again about the exquisite beauty of flowers? The lily, the lily, the rose, and thousands more all display God's divine power. That's his power. There's a great mind and understanding behind all this. We read in Genesis 1:14, God said, let there be lights. And Genesis 20 said, God said, let the waters teem with living creatures. And then in verse 24, God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over all the creatures. God's divine power created all the heavens, the vegetation, the creatures, and then he made man. He made man in his own image. And he says in verse 28, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase. So man has certainly done that. Do you know how many men and women there are approximately in the world today? No?
7 billion.
Nearly right, Steve. 7.7, at least. That was taken early this year. I don't know how they count everybody, but still, 7.7 billion. That is a lot of people. God has, certainly man has increased and been productive in that sense. God has given us, his divine power has given us everything we need for life. But we know that man has not followed this. Man has not followed God's ways. But God, in his divine power again, has interceded. And he's interceded by the way of salvation. His divine power is seen in creation. Now it's seen in salvation, which is my second point, in salvation. Paul, in Romans, writes, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Peter, the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Divine power on the day of Pentecost brought salvation to 3,000 people. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. The divine power of salvation. I trust you know that this morning. Rosemary Connolly came here and gave us a talk. Where's it done?
Yeah.
A talk on how to be fit.
Yes,
I don't think many of us have followed it too closely. But she's a diet and fitness expert, and she came here. She's an author and broadcaster, and she writes a very brief testimony here that I've printed. I'd been rushed into hospital with a gallstone problem. While I lay in bed, I saw Power for Living advertised in a women's magazine, and I sent for my copy. If anyone needed Power for Living, I did. My marriage had failed some 3 years earlier. I was winding up a business. Another relationship had come to an end, and I was ill in hospital. The book arrived on the day I was due to go to the outpatients for more tests. As I began reading the book, I felt that it had been written just for me. The book spoke to me in everyday language, and for the first time in my life, I realized that when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross of Calvary, he died so that my sins would be forgiven. Also, if I asked Jesus into my life now, I could, in effect, start life again and be reborn. I knelt at the side of my bed that Friday night in 1986 and asked God into my life, my body and my soul. There were no flashing lights, but I felt an enormous sense of peace and confidence that I now had a new life ahead of me. From that moment on, I put God first instead of me, and my life changed dramatically for the better. Amazing opportunities opened up, and love, happiness, and success followed. Today, a vast number of people are fitter and healthier as a result of what God has shown me. Rosemary Connolly found the divine power in salvation. She was saved. She committed her life to Jesus Christ. The divine power. And thirdly, his divine power has given us everything to lead for life. His divine power in the resurrection. This power of God is demonstrated in the resurrection. Jesus was raised from the dead. Amazing. Amazing fact in history. They saw him, they believed, and they witnessed to his body, a new body, that he was raised from the dead. We read in Acts 2:24, but God raised him from the dead. We read in Romans 6:4, buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Paul in Galatians, Paul an apostle sent not from heaven, not from men, nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and brothers with me. Steve, and everybody, but particularly to Steve, the divine power has been given to us for everything we need. Not everything we want, Steve, and everybody, not everything we want. There's all sorts of wants. I want a new car, I want a new outfit. I don't know, you can say what we want. We all have wants, don't we? But God doesn't say that. He says everything we need, and it's a promise. He has, otherwise, if God does not fulfill this promise to the Christian person, he's a liar. Everything we need has been given in his divine power. That is incredible. We are tapped into the God of the universe. How incredible is that? Do you want patience this morning, Steve? Well, I'm sure you will have, particularly with me. But grace, do you need grace? Forgiveness, health, money, love, strength? The God of the universe can give it you if you need it. Yeah. If that's what you need, he can give it you. Amen. He doesn't say what you want. He says what you need. God says in his word, Peter there, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. His divine power. And I question on the divine power. What is divine power? It's godly power. It's God's power. Nobody else has that. It's not an evil power. God doesn't do evil to us. It's a divine power. And it says we need for life and godliness through a knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us a very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This is a promise to everyone, that through them you may participate in the divine nature. How on earth can I participate in the divine nature? But God says so. And God will do that in my life, in your life. Steve, in your life. Margaret, in your life. Everyone. We read in Philippians 4:19, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Steve, you're taking on a massive responsibility with being a new elder, and we're backing out. And I told you how old I was, or almost, and you told me how old you were, and you said you were getting older, and I'm getting older. But God's divine power is with us, whatever age. That lady, if she can tap into it, Margaret, that lady of 86, she can find that as well. Maybe we've got some literature that we could help her with. God's divine power, his divine power has given us everything we need for life. What do you need this morning? What is the need in your life? Some of us need health. And God says to Paul, when Paul begged God, pleaded with God to take away whatever ailment he'd got. And God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. Some of us need grace to put up and deal with what God has allowed us to have. If he gives us full health, that's great. He can do that too. We know that he will do what he wants in our lives. And so we thank him, we praise him, we worship him. What do you need in your life? His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Tap into that life, tap into that divine nature. Make it a fresh start, as it were, today, into that divine nature. What does this say? Power beyond belief. That chainsaw has not power beyond belief. Good mind to send it back to them. But you know what they meant? That, by the way, is their trademark. That is their trademark. So they probably registered it. Power beyond belief. God has power beyond belief. But we do believe him. We trust him and we know him. And he is the one that created all things. And if you need prayer, if you need patience, whatever you need this morning, God is there. Ask him in your hearts or turn to somebody to pray for you this morning. For his name's sake, amen. I'm going to sing us our closing hymn. One of my favourites, but I was looking for one that gave us the thought of what we need. God gives us what we need. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he has the power. Because he has that